Yes, hallelujah. Come on and just give God praise today. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's safety in the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. Wherever you are, just begin to tell God thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another day. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the breath in our lungs. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Just tell God thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul that takes you from the status quo of everyday life to success, empowerment, and victory in every area of your life. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. God has a fresh word for you this morning, and I say to everyone tuned in, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's get ready and have a good time on this Friday. Today we are in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 in the Old Testament. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., still make sure you don't miss getting your fresh word by following the show. That way, the text of the recording will be texted to you at Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen at any time. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's message. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can send me your testimonies, your prayer requests, support the ministry. You can see what's going on. Everything that you need is there on the website. And you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. And the website is rawsi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into today's word. We're in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10. Reading from the KJV. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Now listen to that again with your spiritual ears. The name of the Lord, Jesus, God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. The name of God when you call upon it. Not any other name, not Rossi's name, not your pastor's name, but only the name of the Lord is. There is no dispute about this thing. Not that it is likely or might be, but is. This is a finality here. A strong tower, a place of refuge, a fortress. The righteous runneth into it. Those who have covenant relationship with Christ, those who are saved, who have given their lives to him. I'm not talking about a specific denomination when I say those who are saved. You can be Church of God and be saved. You can be Church of God in Christ and be saved. You can be Baptist and be saved. You can be Methodist or Presbyterian, except the righteous, those who are covered in the blood of Jesus. Runneth into it. In other words, those who know that they need a power stronger than them. And they are safe, covered, protected, under the wings and the anointing of Christ. Come on and give God a hallelujah for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is call on his name. Your safety depends on it. Call on his name. Your safety depends on it. The name of the Lord, it said, brothers and sisters, is your place of refuge. When we are in circumstances which are beyond our control, we are looking for a place of safety, somewhere that we can go that has more safety and more dominion than where we are right now. We are looking for someone upon whom we can call, who has more power to resolve the issues of our lives, the circumstances in which we find ourselves, than what we have ourselves. You see, when you go running to a place of safety, you're not running in your mind to a place that only offers the same level of comfort, the same authority and power, the same geographic jurisdiction as what you have. No, you're running to a place that you believe can do more than what you can do. Call on the name of the Lord. Our safety depends on it. And when I speak of our safety this morning, I'm not just talking about safety from COVID-19. You have more going on in your life than just COVID-19. Before COVID-19, there were issues that you were dealing with. Before COVID-19, there were circumstances that you were trying to work out, and there were prayer requests that you had taken unto the Lord. Before this even happened, there were some situations in your home and on your job. There were some people in your family that you were already interceding for and crying out to the Lord. So I remind you today that when you call on him, this is where your safety is. Your safety rests in the Lord. Call on his name. In Psalm 113, verses 2 through 4. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Why? Because from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. This is why you call on the name of the Lord, because his name and the Lord himself, look, they're high above all nations. So no matter what is going on in your town, God is high above the situation. No matter what is going on in your county, God remains high above the situation. Whatever is going on in your state and in our nation, whatever is going on with our allies, whatever is going on with our enemies, whatever is going on around the world, God remains high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. This is why the name of the Lord is a strong tower. You run into it, in that is where you find your safety. Now, come on with me. We don't have but 15 minutes here, but just think about it. When someone aggrieves you or does you wrong in the natural, and you have tried everything that you could to resolve that situation, or what they did was so egregious, you then find a remedy at law. I'm going to go into my attorney hat here. And you don't tell the person, come to my house, because we are going to work this out in law for me to get a verdict or a judgment against you. No, you go to the place that has the jurisdiction over the person and the jurisdiction over the subject matter, and you go to the right venue, because when you go to the court, you understand that is a place that is a strong tower for you legally. The court has the jurisdiction to resolve the issue, to force the person to come in, to be summoned before the court, and to have to stand there and deal with the issue, and the court will bring the situation into resolution. It brings remedy unto you, whether it's financial or compensatory remedy. It brings remedy of punishment in the form of punitive damages. It brings the remedy of actual damages. It brings the remedy, in other words, for your anguish, for your pain and suffering. You run to that place because you need someone higher than you. You need a judge. You need authority that is far-reaching, that can reach farther than what you can do. You need a court. You need somebody to weigh out the facts and come up with a decision. You need a jury. The name of the Lord spiritually is your strong tower. You run to him. You take your complaint to him. You take your situation to him. And if you are the defendant, you go to him so that you can have your day in court about the situation. Call upon the name of the Lord. Glory. This is where your safety is. Lord, I have issues in my house. I need you to fix it. This is how you call upon his name as we prepare to go into prayer. Lord, I have an issue with my wife. I can't do it, God. I need you to fix it. This is how you call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, my husband is not doing right. I need you to come in and I need you to restore his soul. This is how you call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, my children are incarcerated. Oh, Lord, my children are on drugs. Oh, Lord, my children are in the streets. Oh, Lord, my children are disobedient. And oh Lord, the enemy is after my children. Oh Lord, the police are after my kids. Oh Lord, I'm about to lose my job. Lord, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. This is how you call on God when you're serious about your situation. You get to a point where you don't care who's watching, you don't care what others think, because this is between you and God, and you need God to hear you. Lord, I need healing in my body. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Lord, I'm down to my last dime. Lord, I need you, God. Lord, I've lost some faith. Lord, I'm in a backslidden state. So you can be authentic with God. Lord, your name is my strong tower. Glory. I call upon your name. I run into your safety. I run into the blood of Jesus, and I am safe. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and worship him. Hallelujah. Call upon the name of the Lord. Our safety depends on it. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus and we give you glory. Lord, with everything in us, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name remains worthy to be praised, oh God. We call upon you today. Your name is high above all nations. Your glory is above the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Glory. We call upon you today.
Father, we just need you to come in and resolve our issues, resolve our situations. Whether we caused them, the devil caused them, it was a combination. Come in, Father, and heal our situations. Deliver us, God. Give us remedy and answer. Give us relief in the name of Jesus. God, we say we need you. Hallelujah. Like we've never needed you before. We need you, God. We just cannot do this by ourselves. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them when they rise and bless them when they sleep. Father, come in and bless their households, bless their children, and everything that they put their hands to in the name of Jesus. Come in and bless and make a way. Oh, God, we say thank you. We bless you. We say thank you. We bless you. We say thank you. We bless you. We say thank you. Thank you. We call upon you. You are a strong tower. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, come on and worship him as I prepare to give the altar call and end with your task. Come on and just worship him. Say, Lord, I call upon your name. You are my strong tower. You are my deliverance. You are my refuge. You are my strength. You are my safe place. You are my God. You are my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been calling upon every name but the name of the Lord, for those of you who forgot who God is in your life, I ask you to repeat after me at the lines are muted, no one can hear you. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of not taking my problems to you. I repent of not leaning on you. I repent for not calling on your name like I should. I repent for not praising you through the storm like I should. Now, Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Now, Father, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will call on your name in trouble. I will call on your name in peace. I will call on your name. You are my refuge. You are my strong tower. You are my buckler. You are my shield. You are my safe place. And I have the victory in you. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved, right? Including spending time here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Call in, dialing 323-870-4180. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Make sure this weekend you attend someone's church online. And these are our tasks for this weekend. Our topic for today is call on the name of the Lord. Your safety depends on it. Your task for this entire weekend is to give praise to God no matter what happens. Just call on the name of the Lord and tell him, God, I give it to you. And then go forth and praise because you understand that you've given it to the best hands you could ever have placed it in. And number two, share today's teaching with at least two people. Tell them to go to rossi.org. They can hear the recording on the broadcast page so that their souls can be encouraged. All right, I'll see you on Monday morning. Call on the name of the Lord. Your victory depends on it. Your change depends on it. Your safety depends on it. He is our hope.
I was born by the river. But I know